Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. All right, guys, get ready for a confidence-boosting, sweet-smelling, super hygienic episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. And today we're talking about Jen's wild weekend.
Screw you.
On hardy plants, are they hardly the miracle they claim to be?
Ooh, I see what you did there.
And we're going to be pulling back the curtain on the no-makeup trend.
Plus, we have a big-time celebrity who is a beauty junkie just like us, Dasha Polanco. You may know her from a little show called Orange is the New Black.
Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I...
Jen, I'm surprised I am seeing you here today. You didn't get hit by a bus or a car, or I didn't kill you.
I believe you're referring to my epic evening with Beyoncé on Friday, are you not?
Your epic evening with like 7 glasses of rosé on Friday night.
I was not drinking rosé. I was drinking MetLife Stadium Pinot Grigio. Thank you very much. That's the bougie thug life right there.
Oh my God.
Jess and I got to go to Beyonce with a super cool brand with Urban Decay, Wendy Zomner, who, if you're listening, Wendy, I am sorry. Because I'll just, you know what? It was my birthday. I got a little drunk.
I think Beyonce knows it's your birthday.
I know.
Because you were screaming, it's my birthday! It's my birthday!
Okay. And so then I started asking Wendy Zomner for like workout tips.
Oh my God.
But she gladly gave them. She gave me like Gabby Reese, like how Gabby Reese stays in shape. They're apparently friends. Anyway.
Of course they are.
Long story short, do you hate me?
No, but I'm really frankly surprised that we got home because we had to walk in the MetLife parking lot dodging cars that were like trying to get home.
It was like Frogger.
It was like Frogger.
We had to air that out so we could get on with this episode.
All right.
It was Jess and my first fight. It was barely even a fight. Come on.
It was fine. Needed to sleep that off.
Let's get to some better news of the week, shall we?
There was a far more elegant affair earlier that week.
Tell us.
Much more composed. I went to the Fragrance Foundation Notables event where Leonard Lauder was supposed to speak, but he had a little bit of a back issue.
Okay.
And then John Dempsey, who is the big dog at Estee Lauder Companies.
Like group president over all of those brands.
So basically, and all those brands, like, you know, Bobby Brown, MAC, like Clinique, like every brand basically that's in your bathroom, he has something to do with. He runs the show. So he stepped in.
Did he give good – what did he say?
It was amazing. Like it was amazing, but I had a complete stage fright. I barely even like was able to sit on the
chair. You were on the stage with him?
Yes, I was on the stage.
What, did you like introduce him?
They introduced us because we were like
– Oh, because you're notable.
Notable, like mm-hmm. a young person, fragrance, something. And we had to like ask him an important question. Oh. And honestly, the answers to questions that other people asked like were really inspiring to me. Like my question was kind of fine, but like I really loved what he said about other things.
Tell me what he said.
He like gave me a lot of food for thought. I wanted to share it. One thing that he said was, I was like, yes, because like I always think about this and I'm like, I felt like sweet validation. He said that when Leonard had to back out, he didn't get like an email from him, like a text or like something from his secretary. Mm-hmm. He picked up the phone and he called him. And I'm like a caller. I'm still a caller. And I feel like people like freak out when I call them or they don't like pick up. Or like often I call people at work and they're always pissed off about it. Or I can sense that they're pissed off, like you called mm-hmm. or like, hi. Or like there's like a tension, like who the F are you to like call me? Just send me an email. He's like, people need to call. And like that was his like net advice. Like people need to hear each other's voices in business, yeah. especially when you're delivering like important news.
Right.
And like the art of the phone is just, it's over. And it really shouldn't be, especially in business.
I probably could use that advice. I think there might be like 400 voicemails on my phone. I just never even check them.
I don't think you need, if it's like, hey, I have a new product. No, I don't think you need to call about that. But when it comes to like,
what if Beyonce called me and I didn't know?
And was like, girl, I heard you screaming.
No, but my point being, you're right. I need to pick up the phone more and check my voicemail.
And that segues really nicely to the second thing, which is that personal relationships are everything. Like work is going to like, you know, suck. It's going to go up, down, like all over the place. But you're going to need like pals to in business to bail you out of things, to help you, to like basically like get you out of a jam. Like I'm paraphrasing.
Like when I helped you find the car in the parking lot?
Yes, but the only reason why you even knew we had a car was because
And you helped me.
That's correct. Because honestly, I'm the one who even like made arrangements for the car. And you were like, how'd the car show up? And I was like, because I went and tracked down the PR girl, and you wouldn't even have a ride. Anyway, so.
But I'm going to remember that six months down the line.
And I'll remember that you used your like, you know, keen navigational, like great outdoor skills to find the guy. Anyway. But yes, I guess Leonard's point is especially pertinent here.
Make
relationships because you're going to need them, nourish them, and sometimes you have to call, like how we had to call the driver. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware-free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Jess, have you noticed this trend of skincare companies putting botanical ingredients into their skincare and then telling you whatever happens to the plant is going to happen to your face? They connect the dots in this way to me that makes no sense at all. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. You know what it always reminds me of? Tell me if this image is like completely on point or no. Mm-hmm. Like, remember Beauty and the Beast, like the cartoon? Wasn't there like a rose in a jar?
Yes.
I always think of that.
Like, your skin is this rose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, we have to, like, this ingredient is so special. It's kept in a jar. I don't know.
Let's have some marketing real talk,
yes.
Shall we?
Okay.
Nikita would approve if she were here. So I'm just going to read you a couple blind items that I've gotten just this week in my email.
Okay.
This one says, this particular product, it contains the desert date palm that grows in sandy desert soils and has evolved a strategy for thriving in hostile environments. And then Your skin will be inspired by this resiliency to reinvigorate itself. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it sounds biblical.
Okay. Winter Daphne is a plant known for its ability to thrive in freezing alpine climates. This unique plant extract relieves sensitive skin and protects it from the cold. I'm like, wait.
That's a lot for a little plant.
You're turning my skin into the flower? I don't understand. Okay. Long life herb. It grows in the harshest climates ever. It's tenacious and has ability to thrive. The use of long life herb for its longevity inspiring benefits ties in with our skincare. Just ties in. That, they didn't even try and be like, your skin will get.
I'm going to use that whole, next time I copy.
I have a whole pile
here. I actually had a desk side today, desk side little meeting with a brand. And it was something really similar today. And like, I just kind of have to nod politely.
Okay, so I like checked in with a couple experts about it because I want to make sure I wasn't just being a cynical jerk. Basically, they said these plants that survive in harsh environments, like the resurrection plant, they've showed us at every beauty event ever, like can live in a desert for hundreds of years and then it like comes back to life with a little bit of water. They are great botanical extracts because they have, you know, antioxidants, polysaccharides, sugars that are moisturizing. But pretty much a lot of plants have those, and they're picking this particular plant because of the story behind it. But you could get that effect from any plant.
It's like a daffodil.
Right. Like, but nobody wants to be
Okay, maybe not
like,
a daffodil, but you know what I mean.
All right. Say it's like a fir tree. No one wants to be like, my skin's going to be like a fir tree because it'll be around at Christmas. Like, it makes no sense. So my point is, it's great to have botanical extracts, but don't think that there's any way that you can get all of the power of a plant into a bottle after it's extracted and steam distilled and mixed in with all the other stuff. The product might still be really great and have good benefits, but it's not going to make you act like the plant and survive the stresses of the environment.
I get that.
Yeah. So I just want to say to skincare companies out there, like, I'm on to you.
And
I like where you're going with this, and I can see why a lot of people fall for it, but like, be honest with us. What's it really do?
Like, just protect my skin. I'm not, like, going to, like, the Arctic.
Exactly. Jess, remember a few weeks ago, I think it was around VMA time, actually, we started talking about the no makeup trend we've been seeing? It was Alicia Keys and Alessi Cara. They didn't wear any makeup to the VMAs. And I called a little bit of BS, because I was thinking they might be wearing some makeup.
Yeah, I know how I look when I'm not wearing makeup, and it's not like that.
Not that good. It's not scary. You, but I mean like me too.
No, it's scary. We can admit it.
So I've been keeping track of a bunch of these girls who say they're not wearing makeup.
It doesn't sound psycho at all.
I'm a beauty editor.
No, I just picture
job.
A little notebook.
Following them around. No, I just was keeping an eye out for press on them. And, like, they're makeup artists, too. And lo and behold, some of their makeup artists have been doing interviews and talking about what they use on Alicia Keys or what they use.
Right. Yeah, like, there was the Kim K thing a couple of weeks ago in Paris. Was she in Paris?
Or
New York?
It was before her jewels were stolen. Yes.
Right. Yeah, that was the hot news story until. But, I mean, when I saw that, I just thought, give me a break.
She was wearing makeup, right?
Absolutely. People, there was a headline. It was like complete clickbait. It was like, Kim K goes makeup-free Fashion Week. And I actually wanted to see like some fresh scrub, like, you know, cleaning the toilet kind of makeup face.
Yeah.
She looked stunning. To me, it looked like she had like NARS, like Copacabana on her cheekbones or something.
Yeah, well.
Do you have the deets?
Well, I can say also this. Even if she didn't have makeup on, there's like milliliters of filler in there. Like, that counts as beauty products to me. Like, even if you're no makeup, if you have Botox and fillers and acupuncturists and skincare, you're still using the beauty industry to look good.
I like your code.
So it's not supernatural.
That's
anyway.
That's interesting.
So here's what I learned. Actually, she was wearing GlossierBalm.com. You know that lip balm?
Yeah.
It has a little bit of a tint.
It does.
And Mario used Troy Surratt's eyelash curler on her. So I bet you she has fake lashes, too, like those extensions.
Oh, sure.
So, okay, you weren't wearing makeup, but you were getting a little help from our industry. The other one, Alicia Keys, because she's been doing it on The Voice.
Wait, can I just back up for a second? Like, how did Kim K's, like, skin look so even? That's the thing that troubles me.
Because she had that blood vampire facial with the PRP platelets they inject back in. It gets rid of melanocytes. Like, she's had so much laser work. Like,
so
if you
really
had as
is,
much stuff as she did, anybody could go makeup free. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not proud of you. Like, you don't get a pat on the back. I don't know. I just feel like women then feel bad when they go and makeup free and they don't look like that. So
that's a really good point. When you have like working lady skin.
I am so feisty this episode. I'm sorry. I think I'm still hungover from Beyonce.
No, you know what? I think I like you like 3 days after. Okay. I think you should just like get wasted and then come to the podcast like later. After you're like a little like dried out.
I know my voice is a little bit off too. But also I saw Dottie, the makeup artist. She does Alicia Keys.
Uh-huh.
She said she uses Vita Liberata anti-age tanning serum on her.
Okay.
So I've used that. It has a little bit of that erythrolose, like, color-creating ingredient. So if you put it on the hollows of your cheekbones.
Say that again?
Remember DHA and erythrolose, yeah. The two things that tan your skin in a self-tanner.
Oh, I didn't know about the latter.
The latter is the one that's not as orangey. It's much more natural.
Oh, okay, cool.
So if you were to use that serum on the hollows of your cheeks for, like, a couple days, bam.
Oh, that's how she's getting that color.
Yeah, you'd have, like, a nice little contour. Same as like if she was doing Sir John's sunscreen hack kind of situation.
Okay.
I had a couple other ones, like Alessia Cara still uses clear brow gel.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like a Gigi Hadid picture when she was in a fashion show and she had on NARS concealer, which we found out after the fact. So I don't know. That was just like my public service announcement.
This is, yeah, like you cannot believe this no makeup stuff. It's always.
Even if it is no makeup, they've got all sorts of other tricks up their sleeves. So, you're beautiful just the way. You are beautiful in every single way. Yes, it's Dasha Polanco.
Yay.
I met her at the Mary Claire office, and we bonded immediately over fragrance because she is a beauty girl like us. But you probably know her because she's also a super famous actress. Orange is the New Black, Joy, a billion other things. We'll get into that. Welcome, Dasha Polanco.
Welcome, woo! Dasha.
I don't know. Give me my music so I can intro myself correctly.
While you key that up, we have to start with Orange is the New Black. Yeah. Are you sick of talking about it yet? I hope
not.
No,
why would I be?
I find it so fascinating that as far as beauty goes, this show is doing things that no other show has done. The characters are so real looking. So I wanted to ask you, your character's look, did you have a hand in creating that at all?
No.
But we're doing beauty, so talk to me about beauty. Like,
okay, so her streak is my
streak.
Because that's what I was always allowed to do because my mom never allowed me to dye my whole hair. She was really picky about that. Since we're talking about beauty, I could talk about me using Sebastian cellophanes. Do you know what that is?
No.
Sebastian? You know Sebastian?
No, Sebastian, the hair company, yeah.
Yeah, that's been around for years. It was, like, super huge in the Hispanic and Latino community. So they have cellophanes, which is, like, a semi-permanent dye.
Yeah.
And I was only allowed to do the black orchid because my hair is, like, really black. Like,
right.
So my mom would only allow me to do that, and it was so good for the hair and not.
It wasn't like bleaching it.
No.
But Daya, your character, has like blonde streaks.
She has one blonde streak, kind of like what you have going on in the front, but that's Dasha's. Oh. When I auditioned with it, I had just gotten the streak done, and I was kind of freaking out. I was like, oh my God, this might be too much. Because you always want to go to an audition looking like yourself, and then whatever character adjustments they will do.
Right.
I went in looking like Dasha, but Dasha's creative self. And it kind of worked for me because they kept the streak and it's kind of like her thing.
So
it's my thing.
So they didn't ask you to dye it or?
No, Junji loved it.
And talk to me about the makeup because like I feel like some of the characters wear no makeup. But then your character has a little bit of makeup on even though she's in prison, right?
Well, I think everybody has makeup on.
True.
It's just made to look like very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some like skin coverage. For Daya, they use on me, because of the type of skin that I have, you know, depending on the actor's skin, I have normal to oily, they use Dolce & Gabbana or Giorgio Armani matte foundation.
You know, the usual correction facility makeup products.
You know. What's the one that they get at the stores? I'm into NYX. Isn't that funny? Like
NYX Cosmetics?
Like, I'm using their matte foundation I was using recently.
Because
it's like, what's the name of it? Matte but not flat?
Yeah.
That's the one I use. Like on a daily basis with like whatever.
So when you get to work and say, are you filming right now the last season? Ooh, I'm not going to ask you
yet. Oh gosh, yeah. How many things did you have to sign for that?
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Because your character has a big cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Back to beauty. So you get to work and you get in the makeup chair.
They put the moisturizer. I'm going to remember which one it is. It's like white and
Embryo
blue.
Lease.
Embryo lease. Embryo lease. Oh, hello, honey.
Does that process of sitting in the chair and getting ready to do your character, does that get you into character at all?
For me, and it's kind of therapeutic. It gets you in the zone. You transform. It's not you. You have to mentally prepare yourself. There's some people that, there's actors, and so each his own, that want to look pretty because it's, basically it's, that's who they're seeing when they're on screen. For me, I could care less if they don't put foundation. Like, I will go on screen like this because I'm playing, that's my character.
Right.
Like, I'm not embarrassed to show my skin and not having lashes and my eyebrows not being done. And because it's part of Dianera, you know, at the end of the day. So when I go in there, I get my moisturizer, my foundation, Burt's Bees, little chapstick, the tinted one, my eyebrows, and a very small amount of mascara. I think they've toned it down through seasons because the first season, you could have seen a little, like, little blush, a little probably, because that's what basically minimal makeup, not in a correctional facility, and like the film world is, right? Just enhancing like your features. But when you see it on screen, eventually they've transitioned into less because you have to be more realistic with like what you see in jail, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, how is it different than, you know, you're doing Orange is the New Black and then your next big thing was Joy?
Oh, you had the 80s thing going on.
Yeah, I mean, that
was so much fun.
Like, that must have been a really nice change of pace.
I love that. I love how they can, listen, they work so, they have the ability to transform any decade within you. So it's like, when I went into Joy, they fitted me for the wig. It was a whole transition for the wig. I had Saran wrap just to fit in, right? To get the fit, what do you call it? The block.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to get a block designed for your wig. And that's how they design the wig for your head so that it's properly fitted. And there's like a full lace
So wig. The block's like the netting thing under the wig.
No, the block is the head itself.
Oh, you have a head that looks like your head?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did you get to keep it?
No. I don't keep any of that. Okay. That's like for their archives.
So they get the block and then...
They measure your head with like Saran wrap so you look like... Remember Coneheads?
Yeah.
Just with a whole bunch of Saran wrap. Oh, my gosh. Then they take a marker and they do your hairline.
Right.
After they do your hairlines, because people don't realize that when you wear a wig, if you don't match your hairline, it's gonna be noticeable for anyone to tell that you have a wig because your hairline is designed for the shape of your face.
This is why people who have bad wigs, you can like easily tell, like guys and girls,
because the hairline is not goes according to their face.
Right. So they match it up
exactly, and then they. After they do all that with the plastic, they take that same plastic and they mold it into the block, and that's how they do the wig.
So it fits your head like a swimming cap perfect.
Like, I didn't feel like, I was like, yo, I need to wear this every day.
I actually thought you had dyed your hair dark brown for
that. No, I wanted to wear that every
Cut
day.
Cut some 80s
you don't
layers.
Feel it. You do not feel it. You're like shaking. The only thing you feel is like how tight it is here, but not like uncomfortable, just secure. You know what I mean?
Right,
you're like,
right.
Oh my God.
Right.
And then to take it off, it's glued. So you take it off with like alcohol. And
so you wore this every day while you guys were filming.
I wore this every day. And that process was a little like, oh my God.
Yeah, this sounds like you might want to just like itch your head like by the end of the
day. Because it's like the pantyhose, you know, like the stocking cap.
Yeah.
And then you have to wear, it's pinned. And then on top of that, they put the wig. And it's like, oh my God, the process.
And there was a lot of makeup because she was like rocking the...
Yeah.
Like the wet and wild.
You looked good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you looked really good.
That's another place they use Kogan Do and like all the...
The good stuff.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
And the blends. And I'm always like, can I have a little piece of that? Let me get some of that. And the brows and Anastasia.
Those are good products. Have you ever had to, earlier in your career, maybe do your own hair and makeup for a role? I feel like you feel very comfortable in the beauty world.
Let me see. For Gimme Shelter, no, they had makeup there. Only when I was an extra on this thing called, what was it, Gangsta Bitches.
What?
What was Gangsta Bitches?
It was like a low-budget film. And I was an extra on there. And look how things are, right?
Yeah.
I was like hustling. I was like, I gotta get a role. Before I even had my manager, I was like, I gotta get a role. And I tried it out. It was at a club in Queens called Club Boom. Super Spanish club. And it was these three ladies. Old ladies that they were gangsta. Gangsta, because that's how they spelled it, gangsta bitches.
Of course, with the A.
They were like the godfathers, the Italian godfathers, but like old ladies. It was hilarious.
And you're going to see this film.
I was like I was a extra in the back, but I got a speaking line.
Do you remember? Yeah, but what did you say?
Let me see, what, I was wearing all white because I was all cute.
Really think hard. I want
to
know.
Oh
what
my
this
god,
is.
I don't know what it was. I think I had to seduce a guy. Of course, Sasha is always like the one to be like, "Hi, how you doing?" or something. I don't remember what it was, but I know that it was a group of us, and they were like, "Oh, why don't you tell them this?" And I had to say whatever it was, and I was like, "Yes, I'm not an actor."
And it made it into the film.
I don't know. I never watched it.
You didn't watch Gangsta Bitches?
Oh, wait,
I'm Googling this later tonight.
Isn't that crazy?
We're going to find a clip and put it on the website.
Gangsta Bitches.
Gangsta Bitches.
But they were like, please come hair and makeup ready because we don't have a
Yeah, they were like, I was like, okay. I came, like, it was summer. So I had, like, white tight jeggings. Mm-hmm. I was like,
flat you were bush, boom. Meat,
you know
boom.
What I mean? Curly. My hair curly. Probably had, like, blue eyeliner. I don't know what the hell.
I bet you look good.
Yeah, I guess, for the times.
So growing up, did you have beauty icons that you looked up to, whether they were actresses or people that you
Can
knew?
We talk about real quick growing up, my childhood?
Absolutely.
What was my favorite products of makeup?
I was going to ask that too.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell nail polish.
Wait, the peel off?
The peel off nail polish.
Yes.
And the compact?
Yes. I had that too. I think I carried it like when I was older too. I was like, it's really cool.
Didn't
like nostalgic.
Didn't it have a scent to it?
Yeah.
Too, or something?
Like, oh my like God, I wish they sold it. Oh my God.
So how do we know they don't though? Are we sure? Are we just like too old and we don't like look for it anymore?
Like I would still use it now. It's genius. Peel off nail polish?
Yeah.
Like that's so good for anxiety or for like when you're bored.
Yeah, completely. They should
you're
give
just
it
there and you're like the whole, like I remember it was, oh yeah, I wear press-ons.
Those are press-ons?
Yeah, these are press-ons.
Okay, you guys, you have to see her nails, but I noticed them as soon as you walked in. They're like these beautiful, long nails. And I they thought, like, wow.
I get them by the stacks. I go to Rite Aid. Mm-hmm. It's like $7,
$7.98. Like Lee press-ons. Remember Lee?
Oh, my God.
Or maybe those are Kiss. Those are
no, these they were Kiss. These are, they come in a, what is it? Press, Impress. That's what they're called, Impress.
Oh, they look good.
Because these, they finally imitated the toy press-ons that I used to wear, which was another product when I was little. Mm-hmm. They had these press-ons with the gel tab that you stick onto your nail bed.
Oh, yeah, and it was like adhesive, but not like
And
glue
these
glue.
Are those.
But
these are not glued. This is not crazy glued.
So we could pull that off and
so
it wouldn't
So they really stay on? Like, but as you go about your day
leave it
and
like
do
for
things?
2 days. But the thing is that I'm a rough person. Like, I'm like washing a dish.
Yeah.
she's moving around a lot, people, yeah. Just so you know.
You know what I mean? So I'm always like, the other day I was at BeautyCon, I lost a fucking, they stayed with one of my press-ons. You can't curse here, I'm sorry.
No, you can. It's fine. Okay.
You went to
I dropped it in the middle of my, like, GIF thing. My press-on came off, and I'm like, where the hell is my press-on? I was like so upset because they were so cute.
Yeah, we saw some photos of you at BeautyCon. I was at BeautyCon, but I missed you. Why were you at BeautyCon? What were you doing? Just hanging out? And like, what'd you think? It's kind of crazy, right?
It's a lot.
There were a lot of people.
It's
I mean,
a
did
lot
you get
of
mobbed?
I did. I spoke about breaking barriers with YouTube famous people. Each of them spoke about like self-confidence and what they do. Like there was one of the speakers. She's all into like curly and not doing heating your hair and all the products. So loving your hair or whatever it is. I spoke about my self-lovery.
I love that hashtag, by the way.
Yes.
Self-lovery.
Self-lovery is this whole movement that I'm creating, addressing not only women but men also. You know, I want to be clear about that because we speak about confidence in women and insecurities in women and everything is like women are insecure but men are not.
Yeah.
And men also need to have these conversations because how they express insecurity is towards people. How we express insecurity is towards ourselves. So I feel like it's important to start the conversation in a room with men and women so that we stop gender separating issues as opposed to including people.
I'm so glad you said that because I feel like there's so much dialogue about like female empowerment. I think that's wonderful and like girls, but I don't hear anything like this for guys. And there's so many problems with young men like in self-esteem.
I have a son.
Yeah, okay.
I have a brother. And I don't look at female and male. I'm all about female empowerment, but I'm also about empowering men as well. And I think I have to do that because I'm a mother, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter. I think we all have wives, girlfriends, whatever it is. They need the support and the clarification and the space to express these concerns that they always have to suppress. And completely. I see that in my son.
Right.
Like when I see his insecurities, the way he expresses it to me, it's not how men express it because I'm teaching that.
Right. So he doesn't end up on a bus talking about ladies in a nasty way.
Because that's how they express their insecurity. So right. You notice, like, historically, every relationship that I've been in that has been either violent or has been not healthy, mm-hmm. emotionally or physically, whatever it is, it's because their insecurities are
projected onto you.
Exactly.
Yeah, because a secure man doesn't need to treat women like
exactly.
crap.
But even, like, not even just in an outward way, sometimes they just suppress it because they're not allowed. Like, right now, you know, it's wonderful, but the culture is so much about, you know, girl, speak your mind, tweet this, you know, like, hashtag this. It's like the culture is so about asking girls to express themselves. And there's just nothing like that for guys. So it's like
there isn't.
It's almost like they need to, maybe this is taking it a step too far, but, like, kind of keep quiet. You know, it's like, it's girls' time right now. It's not a guy's time.
And I think, I think
that's really dangerous.
I was looking today for the term. I was looking for a derogatory term just for male that mm-hmm. they use for women, like whore, you know, slut, whatever they use for women, but they don't mm-hmm. have that for men, right? They were created.
Yeah, it's kind of
man whore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but when you look at the definition, it clearly states female.
Right. Mm.
Doesn't say male or doesn't say a person or a human being.
Right, right.
So that just, those are the things that I'm observing and mm-hmm. researching because I'm all for empowering, but I'm not for dividing while you're empowering.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's really smart and I think it's great that you're doing it.
How old's
I don't
your
see
son?
A lot of that.
He's 8.
Yeah. And that's not, and it's about to become like an even harder, like, it's just the beginning of when those things start kicking in.
Yeah,
but he's gonna notice things, and mm-hmm. he's exposed to other kids, and kids are mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I could go in and defend my son as much as I want, but that's not
no,
what it is.
No, he's gotta do it.
So I think that's part of beauty.
Yeah.
Well, there's men that you know have small penises, and they're like insecure because of that. Just like women that have small tits.
You know what I mean? Because
they're
too hairy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the body hair.
You know what I mean? There's guys that. They don't have abs, so they don't feel.
Yeah.
But we have allowed them to not have to express that because insecurity is only attached to women.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So we're calling this whole movement self-lovery?
Yeah.
I like it. I feel like you're the epitome, though, and it sounds like you've struggled a little bit in the past, but now you're, like, owning it. I love following you on social media because I'm just, like, especially when it comes to beauty, you are, like, new look every time you're on the red carpet, trying different things, wearing, like, whatever you want to wear, getting a wig on, putting curly hair. Like, do you come up with all these ideas, or does your team help you with it? Your publicist, by the way, who she keeps referencing on the side, is nodding. Like, it's your ideas, huh?
I get bored very easily. And what I see it so often.
Mm-hmm.
I just see a platoon of, like, soldiers following one person.
Like at a Hollywood kind of event, you mean?
Anything, even in social media. Like, everybody's so obsessed with this one look and what that individual, whomever it is doing. And there's no, like, outbranching. Like, I just see, like, if you go to L.A., everybody looks the same.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, wait, but you look just like this person. But you look just like this person. It's like there's no variation. And I spoke about that at BeautyCon. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody has to find what makes you feel most confident, and that's what makes you feel most powerful in a room.
Yeah.
And most expressive and interesting.
So what's your thing?
My thing is my scent. I tell everybody that. Because I'm very hard on myself when it comes to physically. I'm just learning how to love my body and know that I'm never going to be a petite woman. I'm always going to be larger frame and have more volume and mass.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
To me, when I see you on Instagram and just how you carry yourself, I feel like you have no problem. Like, you really seem to own who you are. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
It's like you can't.
Like, I'm really shocked that you said that.
Because it's something that I've always felt since I was a little girl. It's something that's what I've struggled with. Like, seeing myself in a mirror and not liking who I see. But I don't like to be vulnerable. And I don't like to go into a room, and I use other ways to feel confident and not allow anybody to know that, oh my God, my body.
Yeah.
So I use my hair. I use my lips. I use my scent to distract from any attention to the parts that I don't like about
myself. So it's like a mental trick for yourself.
Yeah. And I'm getting older now. And I have, I'm like, if I don't do it now, then I'm going to wait to what? Till I'm not here?
Do you feel like you wasted time like stressing out about it?
Yes, I have.
I know what you mean.
Because I've wasted so much time not only thinking about it, but not doing something about it and expressing it. But it was not meant for me to express it then, because at that point it wouldn't have made any reach. Now I could express it and it's making reach. And I'm reaching out to people that are probably connecting more than I thought people would ever connect.
What kind of feedback are you getting from people about this? Because I really see you, like, I'm really just genuinely surprised that you even have this kind of, like, that you would bring that up, that you have this kind of insecurity.
Even
because
the day that I wore for Fashion Week for the blondes, I went in there and I got out of the car. And I was like this. Because
anybody didn't see, what were you wearing? Was that when you were, like, a full body suit? Yeah. You look good.
Yeah, you always look like amazing. This.
And if she wouldn't have told me, like...
You got to own it.
Like, what are you doing? Because I was, like, ready to go. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. But once I was there, I was like, people are actually here. You know what I mean? Like, this is not...
But it's true. If you had been slouching or not showing, then it looks
insecure. And
that's
what, exactly. And you could tell in all my pictures, I could tell you when I felt ugly, when I felt, like, most beautiful. Like, the SAG Awards, the one that I wore, that white Michael Costello dress.
Yeah.
That was epic for me because I felt so beautiful. The only thing, I always find something, but I was wearing a jock strap.
What?
I was wearing a jock strap.
Why?
Best friend's jock strap.
Wait, why not a thong?
Because I never knew these things existed that lift your ass. And I felt
What is the secret?
Because it has straps around the back.
So, yeah. So, my best friend, he's gay. Albert. And I love his jock straps. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cute. But I never realized that shit, like, lifts your ass.
So instead of getting fancy Spanx with, like, lifting whatever, it's got two straps, one under each cheek. Boom, you push it up.
And I wore a Spanx on top of that.
So it's the support under the Spanx.
So I felt like the Spanx flattened my ass. And I was like, my ass is not flat. So I was like, I'm going to
jock strap. This is a genius hack.
So I jock strapped it.
You had a jock strap?
You're not going to read this in style.
And then a pair of...
And then the Spanx.
So it's still smooth, but you got the lift.
Exactly.
Wait, can I ask, does the jock strap have, like, extra fabric in the front?
Yeah, it does. It's so comfy, like, a for me, piece. Honey. Because for women that have, like, extra mons pubis, which is the area of the vagina, that's a little fatter.
Yeah.
It covers.
So it was comfy.
Yeah.
It's like a little baby diaper comfy.
Oh, my God. It's just, like, poochy. Like, it's a little pouch. It's like a fanny pack for the vagina.
Oh, my God.
I loved it.
Sales of jock straps are, like, skyrocketing right now.
Oh, so under
that gorgeous couture gown is... That's the situation.
That disaster. I was like, oh, my God.
If someone could see through this right now.
But that was epic.
And you felt confident. You felt good.
Yeah, because I was covered. My arms weren't showing. Look at how I think.
I'm blown away right now.
My tummy was in. I love my back because I have a very smooth back. Mm-hmm. You guys could touch it after.
Okay.
I have no acne. Mm-hmm. I've always shown my back since I was, like, in junior high school. And it was, like, my hair was great. My makeup.
Yeah.
I smell fantastic.
Do you do a different scent for, like, every look?
Yes. Well, I wake up every day. And depending on how I feel, I smell. And I feel like this day smells like... A bond smells like, maybe I need to go, let me see outside. It's autumn, so I'm going to go, put this on perfume and wear like a fig. You know what I mean? It depends.
So how many perfumes do you think you have? Look at this face.
I think I have like 10. No, I'm just kidding.
More?
I have more.
Don't be embarrassed.
You're with the two perfume jars.
Okay, so I have right now, I probably have 40 on my counter.
Okay, that's a healthy amount. That's very respectable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what went with that gown? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember. I wore Creed.
Which one? Do you remember?
Aqua Florentine.
Mm. Nice. Fresh.
Which one do you get the most compliments on, like when people go in to hug you?
My body goes very well with woods.
Okay.
Spice. I get more compliments when I wear things that have like wood. Or have
like a spicy note.
Yeah.
You're a beauty girl. Like, you must be able to do your own makeup now, right?
I just, guys, I have, what do you call it, a vanity? I order my little vanity. Mm-hmm. It's like a it's like a whole process and project. I order my acrylic cases from Amazon so I can organize all the makeup that I have because I used to just have it all over. My little makeup brushes.
Yeah.
I got the ones that blend in.
Who did your makeup today?
My makeup artist that I use very so often.
Name?
Oh, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, give a shout out.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Makeup by Jay.
Okay.
Makeup by Jay.
And he does my makeup for the most part. He's my main.
Yeah, you look great.
Your lashes are incredible.
Thank you.
We like to ask our guests about their favorite products that they pack with them, like in their beauty bag.
Summer's Eve, overnight, lavender.
You did not hear our podcast 2 weeks ago.
$8 wipes?
No. Let's get into this.
I don't think there's
this.
Anything wrong with
Please
these
hold
wipes.
Everyone. Tell, you gave away the answer.
Sorry.
Tell me why you buy $8 coochie wipes. Please.
First of all, I am very delicate with my vagina. Meaning, I work out, my intake, so I could easily get a yeast infection.
Okay.
Let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm.
I like to take care of my private.
Mm-hmm.
So I use wipes. When I go use the bathroom, instead of just using a paper towel, I don't like to smell like pee down there. Mm-hmm. So I use my lavender. I know it says like overnight.
Right.
I know it says overnight, but I use it all night, all day. 24/7.
So you carry those around with you?
I carry that. I have a little kit. I carry my purple wipes.
Uh-huh.
You have to be clean. And when you put, like everything, when you have your period, you have to clean yourself.
Okay.
I have my spray, Summer's Eve spray.
You do? You do the spray?
I do the spray.
I'm finally meeting one of these. Jess was trying to explain to me about these products, and they're very popular, and I wasn't buying it. Now you're...
Yeah, but they're hypoallergenic. She uses them too. And so you know what's
so
the best
pH
thing?
Balanced and good.
When you
okay.
go to the bathroom... And you squat,
She's
as
squatting.
I'm demonstrating,
mm-hmm.
and you can smell yourself,
mm-hmm.
and
oh,
you
that's
smell
lovely.
So like Island Splash.
You know
but
what
you
I mean?
Said it was lavender.
That is the scent. Or baby
Like
powder.
When you're the best smelling thing in the public bathroom.
And then when you flush that toilet and you leave and you're like, well, the next person that goes in, they're like, well, damn, her. Exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's just a pet peeve. I don't, it's not, you don't, and listen. We all go through this, menstruation or whatever it is. I have to be on top of it. It's blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has a smell. You have to, you know, so that prevents it.
And
I don't
so
use
safe.
Baby powder on my vagina, but I do use a Summer's Eve powder for between my legs because I have thigh rub.
Like chafing, yeah.
But when I wear the rub, it kind of makes it smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It smells nice.
I never use the powder.
You don't use this powder? I use it in between my legs.
It has like a little bit of like a silicone
oh,
slip
really?
To it.
Oh, yeah. So
it's okay. like cornstarch kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hypoallergenic, good for you.
Like if you're a biker, like if you bike, they put that on so that like if
you know what things... I used to do when I was a little girl?
Hmm.
I'm telling
I used
me.
To put perfume directly on my butt and I used to be on fire.
<That's> so
I'd be like, and the fan, like, what
Wait, are we talking
better?
About, like, butt cheeks?
No, she means her anus.
In there.
She means her anus.
In the
oh
anus.
My God.
And I used to be like, what is this?
Jen,
I used to take a
body
moment.
Spray, and they just put it all over my
But, Jen, this is what I'm saying. Let me just take it back to the original
yes.
conversation. This is why I don't think those wipes are a bad idea and these washes, because, look, people do crazy things, like... putting body sprays on their, you know, special regions. Let's just have a product that's gentle, smells nice, comforting.
I'm losing this argument.
Comforting.
You know, and
she
I
told
have...
me she heard of a girl that used Clorox wipes down there.
Yeah, that's
she was
the...
worried.
I also use a soap that's from the Dominican Republic. That's like everybody that's Dominican knows about it.
Tell us. I'm not Dominican.
Yeah.
I need to know.
There's three. There's Lemisol.
Okay.
That I've heard of that. Lemisol.
There's Isol and then there's Lufrahin. I love Lufrahin.
Okay, so tell me what else is in your bag because we've got 8 pounds of feminine care.
There we go. But I don't carry all that stuff. All I carry is the wipes and like the spray.
I'm picturing like a backpack of feminine care.
Oh, I have the Lemisol wipes, but that's like when I travel. I carry
Listerine
sheets.
Oh, the little strips.
Oh my God, you
that's
smell
our,
good
that's
all
our
over.
That's personal insecurity. We always talk about bad breath and how to know.
Yo, but and
if
I
you
tell
have
people,
it or not.
I tell people.
Wisp wipes, love those for the teeth.
Yo, but they don't make them no more. They don't make them. Really? No. I have like a pack that I had bought, like a huge like.
I might have some extras. I'll have to send them to
We're going to look into Wisp and Tinkerbell peel off nail polish for you.
What the fuck is going on with the Wisp? Toothpaste, because sometimes I just need to like brush my tongue because it's very important. You need to brush your tongue. It's very annoying to me when people think that they brush their teeth and they walk around with bad breath because your tongue is not clean.
Do you think you're so hygienic because you studied science and you know the human body? No, you used to work in an OR, right?
Like No. My mom.
Your mom.
Made sure.
Your mom did a good job. Behind.
That's like. Your ass needs to go take a shower, go brush your teeth. You don't do it right, you're going to get your booty whooped. You should not be smelling. You should not have your hair tangled.
Right.
Yeah. My mom always said there's one thing that people can take away from your education and your hygiene. Always look to par, no matter what. You could be poor, but your house is clean and you're clean. Can nobody take that away from you?
Mm, I like that.
It's good advice.
I'm going to go home and clean.
If you go to my family's house in DR, where I'm from.
Oh, we're invited?
Whenever you want. But that's the hood. I'm talking about the hood. I'm talking about the ceiling is aluminum.
Okay.
It's sin. Like, there's no, like, there's fan. There's no air conditioner. There's no window. There's just, like, sidewalk. And then there's cement.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I love going there. And it's clean as hell. I lay on that floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how poor we are, we still have cleanliness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
It's a culture thing, too. Like in the Dominican Republic, it's like everybody wakes up. You're 10 years old and you know how to cook. You know how to clean. Like Saturdays are cleaning. Like everybody's cleaning.
Yeah.
Kids, everybody's cleaning. NARS, I like the NARS lip gloss because I feel like it's very light. I love the L'Oreal.
Infallible?
Is it infallible?
I don't know. Are you talking about lip gloss or mascara?
No. I think she's talking about mascara.
The balm.
Oh, wait, which balm?
You know the balm that it's like a lipstick?
Oh, it's like the color Riche Balm or something?
That's it.
That's not like a big finger. I thought you were going to say voluminous mascara.
I know because your lashes are so good.
I have babies.
Yeah.
You know Baby by Maybelline?
Baby Lips from Maybelline.
Because I have my lips, especially in the winter, I have big lips, chapness. So I always keep my lips moist. And you know what's a classic that I have in my car? Blistex.
Yeah.
Blistex, the blue. Yeah. The blue little tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you get for like a dollar.
Yeah.
Well, now it's like $1.50.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Why do I love it? I researched and I'm like, what is in this product that I love? It has allspice in it.
Because of the tingle.
That's the tingle.
Mm.
So the peppery herb allspice is in the lip balm.
Not the peppery, the sweet one that they use for desserts.
Oh, yeah.
Allspice.
Like instead of menthol or something, it's allspice.
Okay.
So good. Recently, problems with my thyroid. This is very important. I want to address this.
Mm.
And my hair was falling out.
Oh,
like,
no.
My hair was falling out already. It was like, it's thin.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like not curly, it was just dead. And I was like noticing that I was like getting like bald right here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, that's because I've been dying this shit all my life.
Aye.
So I went to the doctor and I started putting Rogaine and Nixon.
Nioxin.
Nioxin. Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
And I put, and it's working. And I got plasma injections in my scalp.
Oh, yeah.
It fucking worked, girls. I'm not bald anymore.
Even with a thyroid issue, it'll help counteract the hair loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then that really works.
Yo, I got the injections, which hurt like crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like friendly.
But my
That's
hair
where
is
they take
like
your own blood out. They plasma, spin it around.
And I got it on my face too.
A lot, yeah.
I tried it once and I've got, you know, I can speak about it. Let me tell you something. I love taking care of my body. When it comes to like, what is this? Like a facial? I'm going to go get a facial. Like tomorrow I'm going to get my glycolic facial. Which I just got a facial in my, because I'm going through something with my skin. I have like a lot of like, I've never had acne. And I feel like there's underlying acne. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Yeah. Okay, listen up, beauty companies out there. Dasha, self-lovery.
Really?
Be yourself.
I could give face, honey.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, over the shoulder.
Jeez. Yes. If Dolce & Gabbana, anybody wants sneakers in there, whatever.
All right, we're putting the word out. Thank you so much for coming
in. Dasha!
Such a blast. In case you guys were wondering, there was a fourth person in the room, her publicist, Knessa. It was like her side...
Her sidekick.
Her sidekick, who I loved. They were great. They're like... sisters.
Sounds so mysterious. There was a fourth person in the room.
Well, because she talked a little bit, but we didn't give her a mic. Sorry, Knessa. But oh my God, on the way out the door, she gave me a little hint on the new season, Orange is the New Black.
We don't want to get whacked by like Netflix.
No, but it wasn't that great. But she said,
we don't have that kind of money.
She said, we're not going to be disappointed with where Daya's character goes.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, on that note.
That means we know she's still on the show.
That's true.
Or do we?
Or do we? All right, let's do raise a wand. What do you have?
So I didn't bring it because it's cozily nestled in my shower right now. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm really feeling the Dove Nutrium Body Wash. And I'm usually a bar soap girl.
Okay.
But like, I don't know. It smells so good.
Is this your comforted, skin comforted voice?
It is actually. Remember Ann Gottlieb was here and she said that she really liked working on Dove? She did say that a new one was coming out. I think it was going to have pear or something. I'm not really into fruity scents, but I'll give it a try.
So what is your scent of
choice? This is like, it's like a creamy, kind of, it has like a little hint of vanilla, but it's just like, it's a very like creamy, almost like a gourmand scent.
What's the name of it?
It's the Nutrium Shea Butter one.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually like look forward to taking a shower so I can kind of just cozy up. And we talked about it last episode. I like to like really like suds up and take a hot shower before bed. Mm-hmm. It's just like a nice little ritual. And it really does leave your skin soft. And I don't always need a body wash, a body butter after.
It also feels very fall, like a little cozy warm scent to go with it. Not like citrus summer.
No, it's almost like almost like washing with a lotion. It's
Dove really Bar is always my razor wand, so I approve.
Yes, and P.S., when I interned for a very big beauty director back in the day, the only thing she used was Dove Bar soap. She used to like hoard it. Like beauty director.
Please tell me she didn't make you call it in for her.
No, she didn't. But whenever they sent it, she would like take it home. It was the only thing she used.
Well, the only thing I'm using right now, just kidding, I have a million products on my face, but I have a new one to share with you. It's from Tyra. I'm obsessed with Tyra.
Tyra Mail.
Okay, so Tyra has her beauty company, and she just came out with this face mask called Instant Gratification. Lift, smooth, and illuminate. I'm giving you packets of it because I want you
to
try.
This is awesome. No, I definitely will.
So you massage the packet. I don't know why that's key, but it does seem to change the texture a little. Then you crack it open and put it on your face for 8 minutes. And it has a little bit of a tightening effect while you're wearing it. So then you rinse it off. And that's when the tightening gets
legit.
Like, I think there's some sort of sugar that's left on your skin that starts to shrink down, that pulls up. Like, I feel like I'm doing the Tyrant right now. But like,
do you smize?
It automatically smizes you. It like tightens everything. This isn't a moisturizing mask. It's not about clearing gunk out of your pores. It just gives you like this very tight lifted, soft feeling.
Well, it says on the pack, it says lift, smooth, and illuminate.
You know what? A lot of things say that, and I'm always like, that I don't feel any of that. But the lift and smooth business, I felt all of it. I didn't need primer when I put my foundation on because it sort of left like a little bit of a smoothness and a tightness so that like the makeup just was perfect.
So you would use this like before you, this is not a nighttime mask. This is before you go out.
I don't want to waste all the tightening benefits.
I understand.
I mean, you could probably use it at night and it lasts, but like I like to do it like before a night out so that you look all like, you know, like Tyra.
Cool. I'm going to try it.
So it's called Instant Gratification. Also, great name. And Tyra, if you're listening, please come on the show. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.